brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:03. Great day of racing today, Maruya. It's the Cup Day today. Brian Cowden joins for now. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. You got a big day lined up there today.
We have, yeah. It looks like it's going to be a really good meeting, and I think there's going to be lots of people on course from the bookings we've got and all the phone calls I'm taking.
Oh, fantastic. You got eight races too. Great program. How's the day on the track look, Brian?
Yeah, no, the track's magnificent. We were sort of a little bit borderline a couple of days ago whether we should water or shouldn't water. Then we got 13 mils on Saturday it was, and that just now dried out a bit, and we've come in at just into the four range. You know, we were sort of five slant four early this morning, but we'll certainly be a solid four by the time they race at 1 o'clock. And we've got a nice overcast day, which is lovely. It's probably going to be about 24, 25 degrees. And we'll hope these clouds just hang around but don't drop anything on us.
Yeah. Well, that'll be perfect weather for everyone going along, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You know, it can get a little bit too hot, sort of 6 or 7 hours out in the bright sunshine is a little bit too much. So the cloud cover will be a blessing.
All right. Good on you, Brian. So it sounds like you've basically got a perfect day for the Cup meeting today.
We have, yep, absolutely perfect. Yeah, perfect day and perfect track, so it should be a really good day. Some really strong races. The Cup itself, I think, you know, there's five good, genuine chances in it, and it's really hard to sort of work out which way to go.
And, Brian, I imagine for families going along today, they'll all be looked after there on course too.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a bit of a sideshow alley for the kids and a free jumping castle, and there's plenty of food and... we're one of the lucky courses where you can get in and actually see all the horses in the stalls. You can get around the stall area. So, it's a great day out for a family.
Yeah, terrific. All right, good luck and enjoy the day, Brian.
Okay, thanks very much, Sean.
Brian Cowden there is the racecourse manager at Maruya. John's course will be on course at 10:05. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Look, I come down on Saturday as well, Sean, and that bit of rain on Saturday afternoon was really welcomed. And the temperature stayed down a little bit, unlike just about everywhere's sweltering with the heat, Sean. But it's very pleasant down here. And look, I like those comments from Brian there regards the track by about 1 o'clock. I think we're going to have a perfect racing surface, mate. So the showcase money is up for grabs, and the fields reflect that.
Right now, the first, Class 1. Now, one Revitab Red Nut is $3.20. Two Exceed the Night, $1.75. Three Dinesque, $3.80. Four Medeus is $26. Five The Amazing Talia, $18. Six Mop the Floor, $51. And seven Cruptable, $34. Favourite number two Exceed the Night, $1.75.
Yeah, just at the odds, I'll go around it. Sean, I made it 1, 2, 3, and 5. I'll give it to Revitab Red Nut here for Lukey Pepper. Maddie Carl takes over today. She's had a couple of excuses. She drew wide at Canberra, and she wasn't disgraced there, but did a lot of work in the run. The Sapphire, likewise, drew awkwardly and did a bit of mid-race work there. Today, look, back to the 9:20, I think it's probably going to suit her from a gate she can follow and follow the speed, and she's got a good turn of foot on her. So I give her a good chance against these. Definitely two Exceed the Night. This is on the improve. And he's getting to know it all the while, Matt Dale. Mitchell Bell on the saddle, and he's rode at both runs this prep. Was good win the maiden, beat none so bright. It's been placed since. Look, it's going to be right there all the way, and Cherry Wright third up, as will be Dinesque. Look, I think she looked a little bit plain last time, second up, but it was interesting to note not a lot of them made ground on the day. So, look, trying to make up two lengths was a big task there, but... look, she's drawn outside of these, but I'd give her a good chance with the right run and the Amazing Talia. Not a bad run at Canberra last time in a maiden. I thought off the inside gate, and same track was a cheeky chance as well. So despite the small field, a good little contest. 1, 2, 3, 5. Sean?
All right. Now, we might mention to Chad Lieber and Richie Bensley not riding there today. In that first, Jess Taylor is on number 3, Dinesque, replacement rider there. Just had on 3 Dinesque in that. Now, in the second event, 1 out, number 2 Noble House, 330. 3 out, 4 Clergyman, 650. 5 Mr. Dreamy, 126. 6 Storm Attack, 460. 7 Lady Juliana, 71. 8 out, 9 Tip the JC 480, 10 out, and 11 Indiana Star 260. It is the favourite, the 11 Indiana Star, $2.60.
Sean, I'm going to make this the best bet of the day here, Storm Attack, and the market's already gone. If you're asleep, $16 they first went up, then $10 yesterday. I know four scratchings this morning, seen it tighten in, but I like the way this is going. 6.11.24, and I'll make it the good thing, Storm Attack, on the back of that Goulburn run. It was really good there. Generally speaking, they're strong maidens, Goulburn. So, look, the outside gate now in a field of seven might not be the end of the world. I saw this last preparation here, ran a cracker, and there was money for the good odds. It got back a mile and made up a lot of ground, and I thought it's been good both runs this preparation. And the 14.25 third up, it's going to do me. Originally, I was hoping for the Uchi Way, Sean, hopefully with a full field, but down to a field of seven, this will run you give you a really good sight. So six is special. Look, 11 Indiana Star, this one of Danny, went round at Goulburn on debut. And it went quite all right there behind efficiently. I know it failed at Kembla since in a pretty hot maiden mixed new kick. Was pretty keen in behind them. So the benefit of that run for her, and she can get the cover here. Look, two Noble House. Look, I forgive the last run there at Kembla Grange. It was on a heavy, but it was a messy run race, and they didn't want to go. And they all went before the corner and got smashed off the track. It's been knocking on the door all runs this preparation and finds the right race here. Look, it's going to be right there somewhere. And four clergymen. Who's got? We've got a jockey for clergymen, Sean.
In race two, just one. It is Jess Taylor.
Jess Taylor. I thought you said Jess Taylor wasn't riding. Chad Lever.
No, Jess Taylor's riding. Yeah, she's riding. It's Chad Lever and Richie Benzie not riding.
I'm not surprised. She's riding. She'd be walking there from Sydney for the book she's got today. But I got it fourth in the pit, Sean. But I'm going to put my neck on the block here. Six special, 11.24.
Okay, the third event now. One Garros, 18. Two Ethnicity, 460. Three Atomic Blast, 6. Four Tsunami Alert, 16. Five Tudor Prince, 12. Seven No Doubt Man is 12. Number seven, Run Like a Rebel, 340. Eight Foxbeat, 19. Nine City of Shadows, 11. 10 Nanya Biz, 8. And 11 Tearaway Charlie, 12. Number 12 out. 340 the favourite. Number seven, Run Like a Rebel, Jess Taylor.
Yeah, I've got 2.736 here. I'll give Ethnicity the nod here. I know he's only got an average wind strike rate, but he hasn't had a whole lot go his way a couple of times. He's drawn off with gates, and look, I'm just hoping Paddy can give him the right run today. He's got gate three, he's on his home track, and look, I think he's going to go pretty close here. So I'll go Ethnicity on top. There's plenty of merit in his last couple of runs, so he's on top for me. Look, this is going really well. It's come a long way, Run Like a Rebel, Aaron Clark's filly here. She was good winning at the Sapphire Coast, and she ran right up to it beyond Irish Lucy last time, racing on the speed. Gate one, Jess will have her in the hunt the whole way here, and she'll take some running over. Three, back up to its right fit here, Atomic Blast. He's an eye catch to this fellow in the yard. Chris Hensley's had him up for a long, long time. He splits the distances around here and there, freshened up and the like, but up to 14.25 today, he's going to run a really nice race here. And outside those six, No Doubt Man of Matty Dale's, you're No Doubt Man. The first up was okay in that Elegant Ellen race, and I think it'll certainly improve with that run under a belt. So it's probably a bit of value at the odds. I made it 2.736 in the third, Sean.
All right. Now, race four is the maiden. One Shady Diamond, 15. Two Euro Say, 6. Three Francisco Pizarro, 340. Four is out, five Farage, $10, six Divine Shen, $2.90, number seven Fabulous Fran, $9, eight Pontesaru is 51, nine Pros and Cons, 26, number 10 Susanna is $9, 11 Notorious, 61, 12 Who Told You, 31, and 13 Jolly Colleen, 71. Favourite is Divine Shen, $2.90, number six.
Yeah, Sean, this is the big $40,000 maiden that always brings together a good field. I'm going to make it 3.10.56. I like the way it went on debut, Francisco Bizarro. That was way back in the late August there. JT Fox won the race. It just went under. It had trialled well prior to that down here at Maruya. So, look, it's had another nice soft trial to fit it up here. It's a little bit awkwardly drawn, but so is the favourite. And you've got Blake McDougall doing the steering. He's absolutely airborne at the moment. So I'll go with this Francisco Bizarro. It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Look, I thought the local filly here, Sazana, for Nat Jarvis, she was first up here behind Exceed the Night in that 9.20. Drew awkwardly that day. It's a bit better drawn and better for the run, and I thought some of the runs around this last preparation were really good. Kembla and the Acton, thought enough of it to take it to town after that. Look, it can run a very nice race here. Five, I've got to put this in somewhere as well. Farage, I thought its run on debut was pretty good off a soft trial. It goes up at 1,010, and it might cut a few corners there. Paddy with the kilo and half off. And the really comfortable, isn't they? Divine Shen, Lukey Peppers. Drawn outside all these, so it'll need a bit to go right, but the money suggests that it will. The trial was very, very handy at Goulburn. As I mentioned, a $40,000 maiden, they're never easy. 3, 10, 5, 6, Sean.
All right, a couple of riding alterations in there, John. One Shady Diamond is Matty Cale. Further down, number 9, Pros and Cons, Chris Williams, and number 11, the notorious Brendan Ward. Now, in race 5, there's a couple of late one here. It's number 6, our dancer, Michael Travers, and number 12, Chateauba, is Adrian Late. Now, in the 5th, One Resort, $17, 2 Only Choice, $4.20, 3 First Courier, $6, 4 Tyres, The Crucial, $8.50, number 5, Tag and Release, $4.20, 6 A Dancer, 18, 7 out, number 8, A Daily Stream, 23, 9 Tiara Road, 12, 10 Tip to Tantivy, $5, 11 Monterey Magic, 17, 12 Chateauba, 26, 13 Dance Artisan, 126. Equal favourites, 2 Only Choice and 5 Tag and Release, $4.20 each of 2.
Yeah, found this a very good class 3, Sean. I made it 5, 4, 2, and 9, but I don't think there's much to separate at least the top three, but I'm going to go Tag and Release. He's really got it flying at Joey Cleary at the moment. The City runner, I know it was a heavy, it was behind Movie and Hamurl. Star and ran third in the race. The run prior was pretty handy in that race where Certain Riches just ran them into the ground. But put two on the bounce together before that. So, look, I like it at the mile. It's been good on this track in the past, so I'll go with it. But not a lot between it. I thought Tyres are Crucial is a terrific value at $8.50. The Trotter at 2,000 last time. Look, it was a mile back that day, and that was off a 3-week break. One at Gundagai won that Hair of the Dog race beating Triple Hero. That form is pretty handy for a race like this, and it's drawn to get a few favours in the run. So I'm suggesting the $8.50 about it is really good value. Look, only choice he's drawn outside them here. I'd give him a bit of an extra tick with a better gate. He should be cherry ripe. He's had 3 runs, and he just went under there at Goulburn in a leader-dominated race. He'd be all the better for that, and he goes in for 3rd here. And 9, I don't want to leave this out of the tips here, Tiara Rose. Some of the runs around her last prep were really good, and the last couple have been pretty solid as well in unsuitable type of races. So she's a bit of value in it as well. I found it a very even race. 5, 4, 2, 9, Sean.
All right, now the Town Plate, we've got one additional rider here, Simon Miller on number 7, Critical Touch. Simon Miller on 7 in race 6 now. Number 1, Count the Krona is $4.80, 2 Leamy Astray, $2.30, number 3, Beau Tourage, 12, 4 out, 5 Tiger by the Tail, $8.50, 6 Firminal Lad, $4.60, 7 Critical Touch, $6.50, number 8, Bellagano, 26, and 9, Whispered Prayer, 21. Favourite, $2.30, 2 Leamy Astray.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 2. They went head-to-head, the top 2 last time. I made it 2, 1, 3, 5. Just thought she gave him a little bit of head start the other day, leading astray myself, and he was too good, Count the Crown. They're both absolute track specialists when you look at their record, Sean, which is most important down here at Maruya. But, look, I think she's just a little bit better off at the weight, but she might be on top of him today rather than giving him a bit of head start. So I'll leave the tactics to Brocky Ryan and Robin Luke. They know the drill with her, but I'll go Leamy Astray. Look, Count the Krona was terrific last time. He's gone up a fair bit of the weight, but as is the main danger. But, look, he's going to run well again here, drawn inside. He's probably looks the leader here. 3, Beau Tourage, I thought was pretty well placed here. It's been a while since he's won a race, but he's had 3 runs. He's run okay. The only time he was here before, so I thought he was a little bit of value in the race. And at 5, Tiger by the Tail will appreciate a little bit of giving the ground and a hot speed as well. I made it 2, 1, 3, and 5, Sean.
All right, we go to race 7, the North Ride RSL Showcase Maruya Cup. Now, no additional or late riders here. Number 1 out, Mercurial Lag got the money over the weekend. 2 Cliff, $2.70. three out. Four Cuba is, Cliff is $10 rather, number two Cliff, three out. Four Cuba, $4.60. Five, A Point Percy, $5.50. Six, Animalia, $2.90. Seven out, number eight, Beltanur, $5. Nine, Nagging is $10. 10, Quarta V, $19. 11, Hesperos, $21. 12, Louis Choice, $21. And 13, John Boy is $71. The favourite, Matty Dale and Billy Owen, number six, Animalia, $2.90.
Yeah, going to go with it too. He's really got it going well, Matt Dale. I made it 6, 8, 5 and 4. But again, not much separates these. And the tactics, the run of the race is going to tell the tale here. I just love the way it attacked the line, this Animalia. First run for Matt the other day. We spoke to him early on in the day too, Sean. He sort of indicated whilst the horse was going well, it was a bit of a learning curve for them with him. They got some good races for him down the track and probably over a little bit further. So hopefully there's still enough freshness in the legs second up at the 14.25. He's beautifully in at the weight at 55.5, considering he had the 60 the other day. So I'm going to go with him here, second up Animalia on top. Look, very hard to beat Beltanur. She's got it flying, that Jarvis, and it ticks nearly every box here on her home track. She's been good both wins this preparation. She's going to run really well here for sure. 5 A Point Percy, well, he was terrific at Randwick last time. A better run than what it looked. The fractions from that, they really ran along the first 1,000. He was up there bashing away all the way. He can be right on top of them here and probably not doing it anywhere near as hard. So Lukey Pepper, he knows how to train a winner of the Maruya Cup, the local boy. This is going to run well. And for Cuba, I ran into Mufuchu last time at Wyong and that rising star heat. And he's third up from a spell and looked beautifully placed and gets the claim the whole lot. He can run well as also. But to look a really good field, made it 6, 8, 5 and 4, Sean.
All right, now the final event race, a couple of riders here. Blake McDougall on number three, say, can you see? And further down, Adrian Late rides number 13, Interventions. So a couple of additional late riders there. Now the eighth, one Malachi, Malachi Crunch, whichever you prefer, $15. Two out, number three, say, can you see? 23. Four, Acton Shale, $1.70. Five, Afterthought, 10. Six out. Seven, There Is No Other, $11. Eight, Air Free, 23. Nine, Lord Boulevard is 18. 10's out, 11 Classic Conquest, 5. Number 12, Bit of a Star, 21. 13 Interventions, 26. And 14 Captain Charlie, 34. Favourite, $1.70. It's short for Nick Oliver, Billy Owen, Acton Shale, number 4.
Yeah, gee, this was impressive. It's actually, well, it was actually won a maiden and lost it by DQ earlier on, Acton Shale. But gee, they bet against this down at Wagga and it never let anything into the race. It just jumped and it showed really good speed from a wide gate, and then it showed a good kick. It had only had the one try, and I think it may well improve off the back of it too. He's a spinally little character, but gee, he can put them down. Acton Shale, 4-11, 1-3. I think if their punters are behind, they'll be ripping into this to get out, and if they're in front, they'll probably be putting the pool on it, Sean. I think it looks nice and progressive, and little wonder it's one of the shortest price favourites on the day. It's clearly on top for me here. Look, Classic Conquest, she's been, well, look at her record, 2 wins, 15 seconds, Sean. She's a great check earner, isn't she? And on her home track gate, too, she's going to pick up another check here. Whether she can knock over Acton Shale is another story. But, look, I had to throw her in for another second at the worst. The top weight, Malachi Crunch, Nat Jarvis throwing it out to 1,200 today. He's a 1,000-metre specialist, but she can stretch him out a little bit. And, look, he's going to run well. He always does on his home track, a super consistent horse. And three, say, can you see? A bit of spice in the exotics. It's been, well beaten last time. We saw it in action in early November. But on this track, a win and a second. And I thought it could improve a little bit in this type of race. But everyone's with Acton Shale here. 4-11-1-3, Sean.
All right, a few shorties on the day. What stands out for you, John? What do you like?
Yeah, look, and I don't want to go around a couple of the shorties as well, Sean, but look, I think there's a maybe in this Storm Attack very, very soon. And if you shopped early, you're laughing. You've got a big smile on your face with the $4.60 it is now, but I give this a great chance race. 2, number 6, Storm Attack for me is the best from Maruya today, mate.
All right, bit of value there too, John.
Yeah, it was even better yesterday, but it's still good now if we can get it home, Sean.
All right, and this cup feel looks pretty good too, doesn't it?
Look, I come down on Saturday, Sean, as I mentioned earlier on, and we had the big Calcutta last night. Gee, it was a cracker, and really good to see the Maruya Club change this to them to their mate, the Maruya Cup to their main day. This is run as the Naruma Cup for as long as I can remember, and with holiday mode, there's a lot of people down here on holidays, and always a big crowd. So it's good to see the Maruya Cup move forward. And North Ryde RSL, great to see them sponsor the meeting for a number of years. And look, the turnout last night was a cracker. So the importance bring great money there. And look, it's just that little bit of overcast skies has made it nice and comfortable, Sean. So I think it's going to be an absolute cracking day. And with the good money, you've got the showcase money up for grabs. The cup's worth 50. You've got a $40,000 made, and they've come from near and far. So. Mate, it all sets up for a cracking day's racing.
Yeah. It's all right. Good on you, John. Have a top day there.
Should be great. Thanks, Sean.
John Scorse will hear his late mail throughout the day. It's 24 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. This man has a chance to get a double today, I reckon. Joe Cleary, morning, Joe.
Good morning, Cosby. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Happy New Year, mate. You got a big chance of pulling off 2 out of 2 today, Maruya, haven't you? Tag and release in the fifth.
Yeah, mate, he's racing really well. A nice little cheap heel I purchased off Lucky Pepper, and since he's joined the stable, mate, he's been a good little money spinner, yeah. Really happy with him.
Today, you're short. What do you expect in the run? Where would you be?
I'll leave it up to Jess. She rides the horse really well, Cuzzy. He'll be in the second half of the field. Obviously, trying to worry Farmer's really good. And if she just sort of takes some shortcuts from the three to the turn, mate, he'll have one crack at him and she'll put him away.
All right. Now, Cliff had a little letter about 8 weeks. The other day, had a run at Maruya. And on paper, you say 9 to 10, but it wasn't beaten VAR.
No, he's coming out really nice, mate. He's getting ready for all the cups down there. He'll probably just lead it today, Cosy, to be honest. A healthy respect for Matty Dale's horse and Amalia today. But he'll go on to the next cup there at Maroon in a fortnight, then on to the Beaker Cup in the first week of February, mate.
All right, so there you two today. Now, let's talk about the Gold Coast Girls already. This is exciting, Joe.
Yeah, it's really exciting, mate. She arrived up here on the Gold Coast last Friday, Cosy. She settled in like an old male, but like... I was only half-hearted about working on Saturday morning. She started on cartwheels on Friday afternoon, so we whacked the saddle on her on Saturday morning. And really looking forward to the week, mate. Obviously, the barrier draw tomorrow will be vital. We get a nice barrier, and we're obviously racing for the $500,000 ladies bonus, which is another added incentive. So it could be a big fat payday come Saturday, mate.
Now, she's by this horse better than already. His first season sire, he was a really good handy galloper, but he looks like he's going to leave some nice horses.
Yeah, well, actually, I never had her marked in the catalogue, to be honest, because she just walked past us at the sales, and I got her out of the box, and I went and bid on a horse by the factor. I missed it, and I went and bid on a horse by Say You Think, and I missed it. And then she came up, mate, and we picked her up for $30,000, and then we put our heads together and decided to put a ladies syndicate together, which is very fruitful in itself. And, yeah, he stamps his horses. They're all up and running, and there's some nice horses amongst them, mate, and he's really going to make it as a stay. Very similar to Spirit of Boom last year, mate.
Yeah. I was about to say that because he hasn't had that many to the races. He's found 2 stakes winners already.
Yeah, and John Whittington's horse is stable just alongside us up here, and it's an absolute ripper. The horse called Better Reflection, and the Odyssey, Batama, very, very similar to the Spirit of Booms last year, mate.
Well, this filly's done everything right for you, Jay. She ran 3rd at Canberra first up, and then put 2 together for you in town.
Yeah, well, it's a bit bizarre how it worked out, because they were in a 900-metre maiden at Queanbeyan, as you probably remember. You may have been overseas, and the races were washed out, and Jess kept saying to me, she wants six furlongs. So as a backup, I threw in the race at Canterbury on that night meeting, and obviously Queanbeyan was washed out, so we had no choice but to go to Canterbury, and she got the money at Juicy Odds, and then backed up with a really good win 8 days later at Warwick Farm. I was lucky enough, had a little window of opportunity for 5 days in the paddock after that, mate. She had a week at home, and then obviously on the truck, and she settled in nearly as good as a trainer, because I can assure you.
Well, she's raced on the good 4, but she's put 2 together on the heavy 8. That's a good thing to have up your sleeve, that she can handle all sorts of going with it, looks like.
Yeah, that's right. And the day she won a barrier trial at Queanbeyan, mate, it was a firm track. It was after the last, and the track had firmed right up. So she's very versatile. Nothing really phases her, but a few thunderstorms up here would be a bonus, which is why they'll come. But as I said to a few of the owners, if we get a heavy 8, heavy 9, heavy 10, which is unlikely, we're a cheap chance. But other than that, mate, we'll enjoy the day. And, all the owners are starting to filter up here. They're starting to filter in. And obviously with the sales being on, the Gold Coast is a buzz, mate.
Joe, I don't know about a thunderstorm, but I tip you now, if it happens to win, they'll think a cyclone's hit the Gold Coast when you lot party.
Well, it's going to be a cyclone anyway, Cozzy, whatever I'm told.
I think you're going to have a good time, aren't you?
We've booked a little venue for Saturday night for about 40 or 50 people, so win, lose, or draw, we'll be having a drink, mate.
Mate, that's what it's... You just got to go and enjoy it, haven't you?
Exactly, exactly. And, like, you know, when you get such a chiefie, like a good mate of mine, Trent Bussett, and he was at dinner last week in Melbourne before he came up, and he was sitting with a few of the big natters and the hoi-faloos, and he actually phoned me. He said, Joe, we worked it out on the table where he was sitting. They'd spent $4 million on yearlings last year, and they haven't got a runner in the race. I bought two fillies out of the sale, spent $30,000 on her, and we're fortunate enough to be in. So, you know, we've really enjoyed the ride, and having Mum involved in the horse, and obviously my wife, you know, it's just, we've got the I's and crossed the T's, mate. We're here, and we're going to have a throw up the stumps.
Well, good on you, Joe. Good luck today. Good luck. We'll be cheering for you Saturday, mate.
Thanks very much, Cozzy. Talk to you soon.
Joe Cleary, good luck to him there with two today at Maruya, and girls already at the Gold Coast, the Magic Millions on Saturday. That'll be a massive thrill for him. And for all the ladies involved, too, good luck. It's 29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, play is almost underway for the fourth and final test in Sydney at the SCG, and Australia have plenty of work to do to avoid defeat heading into that final day. Australia's batsman Peter Handscomb has said the side will look to salvage pride by pushing for a draw today. Australia trail by 316 runs. India will have 98 overs to bowl out Australia on day five as they chase a 3-1 series victory. Meanwhile, in the Big Bash, Joe Denley's unbeaten 76 helped Sydney Sixers to a 6-wicket win over the Adelaide Strikers. Mark Leishman is just 4 shots off the lead going into the final round of the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii this morning, attempting to add a 5th PGA Tour crown to his collection. Leishman is hoping to add another consistent round today to the card after firing 68, 70 and 68 across the first 3 days. And the Brisbane Bullets have moved back into NBL's top four after a 95-86 victory over Melbourne United yesterday. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched off. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And right on 10:30, let's see what's been happening with Greyhounds over the last week. And what's coming up this week, the man who's got his finger right on the paw is John Brash. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's been a big week in greyhound racing to start the year, and it will continue over the next coming weeks. We've got some mouth-watering greyhound racing in the next coming week with Heats of the Paws of Thunder next Saturday night at Wentworth Park. We look forward to those, and some of the greyhounds that lined up there on Saturday night winding up their preparations were outstanding. We're going to catch up with a few of the participants very, very shortly. Well, taking a look back in review of greyhound racing over the last week, on Tuesday night at Gosford, we ran the Gosford Gold Cup final at Group 2 level. The favourite there was Beast Unleashed for Jody Lugosiani after its track record breaking run in the heat the week prior. And we might go back and have a listen to Johnny Mack's call of the Gosford Cup from Tuesday night.
Racing now, fastest away in the centre was Beast Unleashed underneath the Sky Waver. At Beast Unleashed running the lead over Sky Waver, then came in third place Federal Lily as they run down the back straight. They were followed over on the inside by Who's Got Class. Now a good way back to Cosmic Bonus. They were followed by She's Gifted on the outside as Champion Model, and dropping to the tail of the field a long way back there was Dango Race. But as they travel towards the turn, Beast Unleashed the leader. Beast Unleashed from She's Gifted, Cosmic Bonus. They were followed by Champion Model.
Beast Unleashed for Jody Lugosiani was able to lead throughout to score in 29 and 15. Held off the late challenge of She's Gifted, who got held up in the early and middle stages of the race going into the first turn. And by the time that she got into the clear, Beast Unleashed